We're talking about the halachas of Geniza. We're moving to regards to what is the halacha regards to Tashmishei Mitzvah. So that's clear in the Gemara and Paskin the halacha that Tashmishei Kedusha and Tashmishei Kedusha require Geniza, either a higher level of Geniza, which is in Kli Cheres, or a lower level of Geniza. But Tashmishei Mitzvah, things which are used for Mitzvah purposes, do not require Geniza. So, something which was still roy to use for a mitzvah purpose, a person should not discard in any way, shape, or form. A person has a talis which is usable, a person should not discard it. Tashmishei mitzvah, the halacha is nizrakin, they can be discarded. But the way it should not be discarded in a way which is derech bizoyin, but it can be discarded. You have a tashmish, something which is there to be mishamish, the mishamish. So a person has a pair of sitzes. There's no chiyav geniza on the pair of sitzes. A person has an eser which is left over. A person has a schach which is left over. These are items of tashmishei mitzvah, not of tashmishei kedusha. So they can be double wrapped and thrown out into the garbage. You do not need to do any type of geniza on them. But you can. The reason we double wrap them is they should not be thrown out there. We saw that they're going to be mixed with the other items. Whatever happens, eventually, when the non-Jew does that, we spoke about that swara. That's not the person's responsibility. There's some person which raised the question: Can a person? The law raises the question: Can the person put sitzes in Geniza if someone so wishes? One is not mechuyev to put in Geniza, but maybe one therefore should not put in Geniza because you're adding things into the Geniza which are not chayav Geniza, and that's a degradation to the Tashmishei Mitzvah which are there, a Tashmishei Kedusha which are there. Or do we say no, that it's a mile of putting it in the Geniza, even one is not mechuyev to, one can put it in the Geniza if one so wishes. And we do paskin that one can put it in Geniza if one so wishes, but one is not mechuyev to do so. Now, nowadays, maybe because we are overburdened with the Geniza Shemus issue, so maybe it would be better not to. But the Ramah does bring an opinion that it is meritorious, it is midas chasidus to put it into Geniza, especially a talus gadol which was used for the purpose of. We can make such an argument. Again, one is not mechuyev to do so. A person has a tefillin bag, so the tefillin bag, the bag itself, which is there to be around the tefillin, that is called tashmishei kedusha, and requires geniza. The bag around that, the plastic bag, which is on the outside, which is there to protect the bag, it's primarily there to protect the bag. So it's a tashmish to tashmish, not a tashmish of kedusha. Person has a plastic cover that he put on top of the bima, and then removing that to replace it with a new one. So a person that was there to be arguably not to be mishamish to save a Torah. Save a Torah does not need the plastic there. It was there to be mishamish the mapa. The mapa which is there is the tashmish kedusha. It's there to support the save a Torah and make it mechubadik. That's on a nice, beautiful bima cover. The plastic is there to protect the bima cover, not to help the sefer Torah. So the plastic has a tashmish, and is not chayav in geniza. One last point we're going to talk about, in the next year, is at what point is a person allowed to do geniza or mechuyev to do geniza? What does it mean that something is worn out? What about if it's not worn out? I just don't have any use for it anymore, or. I got a nicer safer. Can I put the earlier version of the safer, which is not as beautiful, into Geniza? Leftover Gemoras from a school year, and Swarim from a school year in a school, in Yeshiva. What about those things? We'll clarify that in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.